anything about it that it wasn't a result out of good luck or anything like that. It was an assured, accomplished performance that certainly reflected well on the work that has been going on there with Rory Gallagher and his team right from October right through to now. And certainly that good work certainly paid off.
He got it spot on, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. All the matchups were right. Played a very good system where the Armagh forwards were allowed no space at all. Did a lot of very good work on the Armagh kickouts as well, where you know the Armagh kickouts hurt us in Croke Park. But the level of improvement in the Fermanagh performance was right across the board from from the league final. And that you'd have to give serious credit to the management for that. They had everything right. The players were fully tuned into their jobs and carried out their jobs very well, and they've rightly earned the ticket now to go into an Ulster semi-final against hot favourites Monaghan.
Yeah, and I suppose the other pleasing aspect of it was it wasn't like the league game in Brewster Park where it was a drab, shall we say, defensive-minded, low-scoring game. You know, Fermanagh scored 12 points and maybe a little unlucky, maybe not to get a couple of goals as well.
Yes, we scored 12 and we left a few scores behind us, but the positive thing about it, as you say, Tom, we were creating chances. Maybe on another day we could have scored more, but that is the huge positive, that we were certainly, in my opinion, I've watched Fermanagh all year. I thought it was the most assured and best performance of the year, and it's great when you can get your best performance of the year on Championship Sunday. A lot of teams play their best football during the league, but certainly for Fermanagh, their best performance was kept to the Championship, and now the case now is to build on and push on and look for another big performance, an even better performance against Monaghan on Sunday.
Yeah, and the reality is that you're going to need a better performance, as good and all as the one is from against Armagh, because you are going up a good level. Like, in fairness, Armagh are right up there now. They're talked alongside Dublin and Mayo and Kerry and Tyrone. Well, maybe not Tyrone after, but they defeated a good Tyrone side as well.
There's no doubt about it. Monaghan are certainly rated very highly, top four, and in some quarters they're even talked about top two or three behind Dublin. So it is a step up, there's no doubt about that. But Fermanagh have prepared for a quarter final. They did what they had to do for that, and they are prepared to step up now. And I suppose the big positive about it is they got to look at they got a good look at Monaghan against Tyrone, which was the day after Fermanagh beat Armagh. So I know Rory and his team were in Omagh that day, and that's great to see, because Monaghan had to put their full hand out on the table that day. They were hiding nothing. So, Fermanagh will have set about from that evening onwards to get everything right, to make sure that the way Monaghan performed in Healy Park the last day, that they don't produce that performance on Sunday.
And tell me, is there an advantage in the fact that Rory Gallagher, from his time involved with Donegal, would know Monaghan fairly well?
Oh, I think so. I think that's a big plus. Rory has dealt with Monaghan on quite a few occasions as assistant to Jim McGuinness and as manager himself. He has beaten Monaghan on occasions. He's been on the wrong end of results on occasions. But he'll have massive inside track on them, and that's a huge plus for any management team going in to play any team, to know the players, to have been up against them before, know what their strengths are, know what their weaknesses are. And I suppose that is one of the things that disappointed me about the Tyrone performance. I felt that Tyrone didn't nullify the key threats on that Monaghan team as many people expected them to do, because let's face it, they had 6 months in preparation to deal with Monaghan, whilst Fermanagh have only 2 weeks. And to be honest, I think Fermanagh will go about that work maybe a bit sharper and better than what Tyrone did. I feel that Tyrone allowed Monaghan, allowed Monaghan's key players to dominate the game, from Rory Began in goals, Darren Hughes in the middle of the field, to up front then Conor McManus, Jack McCarron, McCarthy, all those good Monaghan players delivered performances. And what you want to do on any championship day is go out and curtail the influence of the key players. Tyrone didn't do that, and that's why they're out of the championship today. I think Fermanagh will certainly go about their work there and trying to curtail the influence of those key figures. And if to do that, then I feel we're in with a great chance.
And tell me, have the do you feel Fermanagh have got the players to deal with those threats? You know?
Oh, I do, surely. I feel, you know, the improvement in the Fermanagh team over this last 6 months, you know, is clear for everybody to see. Especially, I feel, in defence. Our defensive setup is very good. I think individually and collectively, we have improved. The players have improved. One of the big problems I felt with Fermanagh for the last number of years, players not being comfortable in possession. And I know that that was one of the big things that Rory did when he came into Fermanagh. He worked on their basic skills, to improve their basic skills. And I think the skill set has improved significantly. That was evident against Armagh, where we didn't cough up possession. When we're in possession and under pressure, we're now making the right decisions on the ball. And that is huge. That's a massive improvement. And going into play in Monaghan, that's going to be very, very important, because we cannot afford to cough up cheap possession to Monaghan, because they have got the forwards to punish you.
Armagh kick 15 wides, is that a concern?
I don't think so. A lot of those wides they kicked were under severe pressure and, you know, the wrong shot selection. So you'd be certainly hoping that, you know, that Monaghan don't get in for those opportunities. But I still think, no matter who the forward is, if he's under enough pressure and the right system is in place there, they're going to find it difficult to break through. And, you know, the Armagh forwards were highly rated coming into Brewster Park, and really, they never got a sniff of it. They were, you know, the bottom line is Armagh were flattered to be within 6-7 points or whatever it was at the end. You know, Fermanagh, in my opinion, were 8-9 points a better team than Armagh on that particular day. But this is an opportunity now for Fermanagh to really make their mark. They'll have no fear. There was a bit of pressure going into the Armagh game. There's no pressure now. The shackles are off. The boys are mad keen to express themselves. And a number of lads maybe who didn't play as well the last day as they would have hoped have the opportunity now to get things right. And, you know, on any given day, different players step up to the mark, and there's a panel of players there, and there's a starting team there, and a few boys maybe to come off the bench that can make, you know, they can make a good impact. And that probably wasn't in Fermanagh this last number of years. So that's why I'd be more confident going to an Ulster semi-final with Fermanagh this year than at any time in the past.
And tell me, you mentioned the side the last day. Do you expect any changes or any change in style? Or
broken, don't fix it, would be my mantra. So I cannot envisage any changes. Although Rory will know the Monaghan players better than I do, and will have sifted them through. So if he feels there's change required, I'm sure, you know, he'll not be afraid to make those changes. But the way I see it, I don't think there'll be any changes. I think our defence in particular did very well. Midfield was very strong. And, you know, we scored 12 points. We could have maybe got some more scores. But, no, I think the boys who got the bat in the last day will more than likely start this day and do their jobs. And hopefully if boys are called, you know, from the bench, they'll do their job as well. But I think it's going to be a game. I heard somebody saying the bookies had, you know, Fermanagh at 5-1. I think that's outrageous. I think Fermanagh's in with a great fighting chance. And keep it tight for as long as possible. Then you'll see Monaghan panicking a bit. Because, let's face it, Tyrone went into that game against Monaghan with three players who weren't match fit. And going into the last 5 minutes, that game was still in the melting pot. So I know Monaghan got great credit for winning that match, and rightly so, but I don't think Fermanagh should fear them too much. If Fermanagh produce what they're capable of producing, one massive performance could take them to an Ulster final.